everyone. Oh my God. Such a great episode with such a great guest. Nico Carney. He's done the pod before. He just did Seth Meyers. So proud of him. I know that sounds weird, but he's the best. And we get into a great story about when you're younger and newly out and dating in college. And it's just a really good story. And Nico's so thoughtful. And the episode is just really full of riffs. And it's just one of those episodes where it has heart and it has comedy. And I know you're going to love it. And then patreon.com/WHGS to support this pod. And of course, my tour alerts. I'm going freaking everywhere. I'm going everywhere. Thank you for listening. Listener, this episode is brought to you by Babbel. Did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. I absolutely love Babbel. I love how conversational it is. It makes it really easy for me to take my bite-sized lessons and actually implement them in real life, which makes it easier to learn, and it really sticks with you. That's why I love Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/WHGS. That's 55% off at babbel.com/WHGS. That's spelled BABBEL.com/WHGS. Rules and restrictions may apply. Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, the absolute best mattress on the planet. I guarantee it. No one makes a better mattress than Helix. No, but seriously, I love my Helix mattress. I've been sleeping on it for a few years now, and I promise you I'm getting the best sleep of my life. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
The first thing I ever masturbated to was the L word.
Are you fucking serious?
Swear to God.
I haven't even masturbated to the L word.
Really?
I didn't know it was possible.
I just thought
it was difficult, I'll tell you that.
An entire episode spent just trying to get it up.
Picture this. 18-year-old queer listeners. A 13-year-old boy with an incredibly...
And a deep appreciation for lesbian love.
I do want to say, as we wrap this up, I'm sorry.
Okay. You know we couldn't get anybody here. You know everybody was busy. Kylie's on tour. Maddie's on tour. You shouldn't be here, but you are.
Unfortunately, here I am.
Here you are, and it's the beta male, the straight bait, to bail me out of jail, to keep me from getting canceled, maybe ally, and just generally, you know, trying to avoid getting canceled himself, Jamie Wolf.
Generally, right? You may know him from trying not to get canceled on his own. Here he comes onto my pod to try to do it for the both of us.
Well, the thing is now, like, I don't really want to talk about it anymore, but things are better. So who gives a shit if you do your job or not?
Yeah.
If
you do your job or not. Wait, what are you referring to?
Like, to keep me from getting canceled.
Oh, yeah.
That's really why you're in this seat right now. That was the original reason for this seat.
Yeah.
And isn't it crazy that I didn't see it coming 4 years ago when I came up with the idea for the job?
Oh, sorry to be that person, but crazy is not really a term that we don't really say that anymore.
It's actually better to have a straight in the cancel chair because
okay, wouldn't say that either. Not gonna go there either.
We're never getting through this at this rate.
Because you're like more on edge. You have nothing to fall back on.
Yeah.
You can't. Sorry. No, it's okay. That's my fucking idiot producer, Alex.
Sorry, that's the dingleberry of a producer, Alex.
I found him. I just found him in a bar. He's trying to hit on women, and I said, Come, young man.
You found him in a bar? Are you sure you didn't find him between the hairs of your asshole?
That's what I meant. Sorry, I call my asshole the gay bar.
The cubby hole?
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Because not that many people can fit in there.
I missed your riff.
Because not that many people can fit in
there. Oh, that's true. It's true. It's a strict limit. And no men allowed. You hear about that whole thing at cubby hole?
I heard about something happening with like two straight people Carney. That came in. Hello, everybody.
Comedian, boys club. Podcast and show.
Yes.
At Club Cunning. Club Coming. Still. Alex, what is your fucking what is your fucking problem? A trans man was speaking.
Yeah, I was trying to keep it in focus.
Was that on camera?
No.
Ugh.
Alex dropping a pane of glass.
Alex almost fell out of his chair at that moment.
Yeah.
While we were promoting your work.
Yes. Boys Club is at Club Coming every month. It's a great show. Come on out. But for Cubby Hole, I heard about there was like a straight couple that was like trying to...
Causing problems.
They were like, we are allowed to be here. And people were like, but why?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
why
yeah.
Why do you want to be in here?
I have gone back and forth in my mind about
I don't even
this.
Want to go in there. It's because it's too small. Like, I was like,
you're actually the perfect person to ask.
True.
You're pretty passing.
Yeah.
I'm sure, moving through the world pretty much as a... As a dude at this point.
Yeah,
to other people, I mean.
Definitely, yeah.
Totally a dude to you and to us always.
And to the podcast listeners.
But to the general population.
Yeah, yeah. So I haven't been to Cubby Hole in a long time, but the few times I've gone, it's too small. The line for the bathroom is insane. So I'm like, how did straight people stumble in here and be like, this is fun? it's like only if you're desperate and you're a lesbian and you're like, I have got to meet someone.
That's actually a really funny thought.
Should you stay?
Just the straight man who was like not a great guy, we think. What was he enjoying himself? Because every time I've gone to Cubby Hole, I also have not enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone has ever really enjoyed themselves at a gay bar. I'm gonna put that out there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes, but definitely not there. Definitely not there. Yeah.
At a gay bar? You're going that far? Or do you mean Cubby Hole specifically?
I think
lesbians... They're not having a good time, but they're they're partying for sure. Yeah, but it's not fun.
I guess I've never been there.
It's not fun.
It's a lot of like looking over your shoulder and being like, who else is here? Who else is here?
Yeah, sure.
I guess I've never really been there on a crowded night. I feel like every time I've been to Cubby Hole, it's because for a second I thought things were going to change.
Yeah. Yeah. I went there.
You mean at Cubby Hole?
Yeah. Like I got, no, to me. Like I got out of a relationship and I was like, I'm going to go to Cubby Hole. And it's like a Tuesday at 7:30 and I don't drink.
Yeah.
And I'm at Cubby Hole and I'm just like, I don't find any of these people attractive. And
just sipping a glass of water, staring at 40 lesbians. Just, like a predator.
Not even like a predator. Yeah. It's not you at Cubby Hole. It's me at Cubby Hole. You're describing how you would be at Cubby Hole.
No, you. Oh, come on.
You think
I'm more of a predator than you?
Who is a listener? Write in. Who looks more like a predator?
I know who your fans are going to
Well, that's true. I actually do think that your joke that you did in Toronto for the first time is a perfect description of you.
Yes.
The bi... Would you mind telling it? I don't know if you're still doing it, but...
No, I haven't done that joke in a long time. It doesn't really work for the general population.
Oh, really?
But
that makes me sad.
It's sort of... Well, it's
kind of a Brooklyn joke.
I haven't quite figured out the analogy, but I have dated, since I've been dating and single, I've only dated bisexual women. But that's not... that's not something I'm pursuing.
Yeah.
It's just
the way it goes.
It's just who's into me. Because if you're into me, you're not 100% straight. I think straight women see me and they're like, I think he's gay. And then kind of gay women see me and they're like, he's perfect. It's kind of straight, actually.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But we got into this broader conversation about who belongs at a lesbian bar.
Yeah.
And who we're trying to keep safe. And all this stuff about whether or not a queer person could bring their cis straight male friend. And then it got into like, you know, I met this trans woman the other day in Milwaukee who quite literally was on day one of her journey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like she, within 24 hours of that show, realized that she was trans.
Wow.
So, yeah, she looks like a dude.
Yeah.
You know, that's where she's at. would she be okay going into Cubbyhole?
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean? And does she owe anyone an explanation as to why she's there?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. I would say, though, I would imagine a trans woman, even on day one of her journey, going into a space like that is probably going to present a little different and, like just in that I'm sure she'd be leaning into her femininity a little bit more than the average cis straight guy.
For sure.
Yeah.
I just also was like, if I bring Lucas and Jamie to Cubbyhole.
Oh, okay.
And because you asked, you wanted to go. You were like, Ashley, please take me to Cubbyhole.
Remember, you were jumping up and down with excitement. Please, 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 please,
to go
please,
into
please,
that box
like we're
car
kids
on
a bar.
It's so small.
It's really small. It really is like, how many lesbians are there? None. And then they bought the real estate for
and
that.
And then you could go around the corner to Henrietta Hudson and watch like three couples slow dance to, and it's the emptiest bar ever.
God, it's so sad.
They're playing like reruns of The L Word. It's like, we have got to get a different vibe.
Yeah, no, seriously. We really do. I mean, lesbians have gone through just sapphic whatever has over the past few years. It has been a major upgrade, I will say.
Yeah.
Like, from what it was before, I mean.
Wait, so can you enumerate the difference unless you've already done so on the pod?
We haven't.
Okay.
I think lesbians went from being, I'm going to put this out there. This is a stereotype that I also sort of believed until recently.
Okay.
But this not, okay, I didn't get a laugh. So it didn't sound like a joke. It just sounds like an actual belief. I think lesbians up until the pandemic, maybe right before the pandemic, had the Women's World Cup, I think, was another thing between the pandemic and the Women's World Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before that, lesbians had a reputation of like masculinity, sort of dumpy kind of looking, not fun, very serious. That is true.
There's definitely a serious edge.
Yeah. 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 You were. What do you think of that, Jamie?
I think
they're
trans,
all a bundle of laughs.
I believe trans people, Black Lives Matter, just spouting like
just
liberal
spouting
beliefs.
Words.
And Joe Biden is better than the alternative.
But
although that's
Palestine.
Not even really a progressive
yeah,
idea.
It's not
actually.
Even,
yeah,
not,
yeah.
Not anymore. Yeah. I mean, post-pandemic, we have way more representation just out there with people coming out. Way more femme people, way more like sort of androgynous, but like cool Gen Z androgyny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and hot androgyny, which is really, no, hotness is critical for acceptance.
Yeah, it is very important.
It is unfortunately a big part of it.
Very important.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think part of the reason I'm so progressive is that the first thing I ever masturbated to was the L Word.
Are you fucking serious?
Swear to God.
No, you're, are you joking?
Swear to God.
Wait, will you hold on to that for your story?
Okay.
That, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't even masturbated to the L Word.
Really?
I didn't know it was possible.
I just thought
it was difficult, I'll tell you that.
An entire episode spent just trying to get it up.
A
full Showtime hour.
I just thought it was a beautiful piece of art. I would never get horny.
Again, there's a stern edge to the lesbians.
Right, I know, seriously. It's soapy. It's like
horny,
soapy.
I felt represented.
I felt seen for the first time. I felt educated. I felt empowered. What if maybe that made you come? Well, you're not a lesbian.
Yeah, I'm a straight het male. How do you say it?
Yeah, you're a cishet.
Cishet male.
Yeah, male, yeah.
Cishet?
Yeah.
This is probably just cishet.
It's sort of, hearing you say it, I'm like, it definitely has a negative connotation online. The phrase cishet.
Yeah.
I feel like it's almost always negative.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I never say cishom about myself. I've never been like, I'm a cishom female. Even though I am a cishom.
Cishom.
Cishom?
Cishom.
Cishomo?
Yeah. No, cishom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little in my heart. I have a little live, laugh, love. Because I'm cis home.
A little cis home.
It's wine o'clock.
It's always wine o'clock in a cis home.
I get like
Let's make this cis house a cis home.
Uh, That's what we normally do. We just kind of introduce ourselves. Can you tell the audience at home like who you are?
Yes.
What you do and all that?
I'm Nico. Nico Carney, a stand-up comedian. I'm a trans man. You guys still do like pronouns and all the
good stuff. Yeah, yeah. It's a little looser now.
Yeah, totally.
Because we're trying to get rid of chronically online people.
Totally, totally. He, him, trans man.
Okay.
I'm a comedian. Check out my stuff. I'm on, at Nico Carney on
Instagram. You've done so much. You just did Seth Meyers, which is originally why we booked you.
What?
Yeah. You
did, oh, congrats.
Thanks. Dude, man. Wow. Thank you.
Wow.
Well, Jamie's not really on Instagram.
I'm just so, and I sound like such a douchebag, but I really am not online. Like, I just don't know.
Which is a good thing.
It's so good. Yeah. Oh my God.
I just got an app to like, it like makes it so that every time I open Instagram, it does this thing where it's like breathe for 5 seconds and then like,
oh, Maddie
up
recommended
and down.
That to me.
It's changed my life. Because really? I was just doing like the stupid, like, just out of pure habit, just opening it to look at fucking nothing.
Yes.
It's stopping from
doing
that.
I get into
that.
A numbers rotation where I like start checking my numbers, which I think can be helpful because it informs me how hard I need to work. It's like if something is going bananas, I'm like going to take a day off from posting.
Yeah.
I'm going to let that ride.
Yeah.
So like I'll check my numbers, but then I'll check my numbers again and again and again. It's like, how much did it change
addicting.
In the last?
It's hard.
It's a hedonic treadmill.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it can never end.
I was talking to somebody and they were saying that it feels like every time we're like people posting online, especially the comedians and stuff like that, it feels like we're all sitting at a virtual slot machine just being like, is this the one? Is this the one? And it's just like endless. You could sit there forever.
Yeah.
And it's
really
hard to find the balance.
Well, some of us are just really good at knowing kind of what works.
Yeah.
We have sort of more of a tech background. And we really study these things and, you know,
true.
We know how to engage on stage in a way that will, you know, get us some views.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Well, you were talking about doing Seth Meyers.
But I did Seth Meyers, yes, which was very cool.
How was that?
It was awesome. It was really fun. He was super nice. My mom and my sister got to come and they had like the best time.
You met him?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like super nice. He comes backstage like after, like before and after the set to say hey and like.
Oh, okay. You weren't on the couch.
No, so I did.
I was like, holy shit, great. That was like, whoa, dude.
No.
I was like,
just sold the TV show, and I believe.
No, I did. I did a 5-minute set on the show.
Okay,
but here's the thing.
That's dope. That's fucking.
Yeah,
here's the thing. An equal number of people know about the person who was on the couch that night doing the TV show and Nico, because the internet is king.
Yeah,
it's true. Doesn't even fucking matter.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
And it was James Corden. Which was hilarious.
James Corden was on
wow,
the Seth
Wow, so
Meyers.
Much queer representation on Seth Meyers that night.
It was really pretty wild. Yeah. A good balance of
a trans man and whatever the fuck James Corden is.
James Corden is under the plus sign, okay? That's why we added
we had LGBTQIA and they're like,
actually,
where does James fit in?
Right. The plus is just for all celebrities that were like, we're not really sure. Like Eddie Izzard for a really long until recently was under the plus.
Yeah.
Prince the plus.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
that's
it was really,
what it's for.
It was
James
really cool.
James Corden is the plus.
But it was a good time. It was really cool. And if you're at home, check it out. I would love to if people watched it. It was really cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And we're very proud of you
at
WHGS.
Thank you.
Where we have no influencer power. Listener, are you listening to our Patreon exclusive, You're Having Gay Sex? Well, here's a sneak peek of what you missed last week.
She texted me asking, how down are you? Me trying to be chill and fun responded, I'm down for anything with you, babe. And she said, good. I have an idea that I think you'll love. She asked if I wanted to have a three-way with her and her dog, where the dog could enjoy us as we enjoyed each other.
What?
Enjoy us? No.
Are you fucking serious?
Is enjoy us in quotes?
The punctuation is not important.
No, but enjoy?
A dog is about to get fucked.
I don't think so, because enjoy us is watch.
Not to be like bestiality about it, but if it looks like a duck and sounds like a duck,
yeah, right.
Fuck that duck. There are 4 bonus episodes a month of this series, You're Having Gay Sex, on our Patreon at the $10 tier and then 2 at the $5 tier. Patreon.com/WHGS. Listener, the best way to learn a language is immersion, living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards for you this year, and I know it's not in the cards for me, you can still learn a language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. I absolutely love Babbel. I love their conversation-based teaching. It makes it super easy to use what you've learned in real life. I know I'm going to Europe. I'm going to be able to use more of my Spanish when I'm over there. And I already know so much because of those quick 10-minute conversational lessons. And don't just take my word for it. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. I know it's worked way better than the typical classroom environment for me. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/WHGS. Get 55% off at babbel.com/WHGS. That's spelled BABBEL.com/WHGS. Rules and restrictions may apply. But I did have gay sex this week.
You did? What? Come on.
Jamie thought it just happened in the L word. He didn't know it could happen in real life.
That's real? I thought that was like a fantasy show.
I had a joke. Is this funny? I had a joke about lesbians fucking in public actually happens all the time. The thing is that because no one knows what it is, you just can't see it.
Yeah, I love that.
They literally, men can't see it.
Really? That is really
That would be funny. Like a great sketch too. Like just getting progressively more intense and the guy's just like, what?
Yeah. Oh, are those women celebrating is that a celebratory dance of some kind?
Those sisters are really having a good time.
Yeah, maybe we should do it as a sketch.
It's like funny. Muggles seeing magic in Harry Potter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, oh, that's
Was that the wind?
Yeah.
But anyway, I did have gay sex this week, but Jen, are you here? Okay. Well, if she is, she's not listening.
Or she's listening really closely.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going on a European tour. This is a great one for you two specifically.
Yeah.
This is like a bro-y thing that I'm about to do.
Let's fucking go.
Jen and I are in an open relationship. The way that I talk about it is it's not poly at all. The door is cracked open and I am not leaving the house. But if pussy walks by, I will pop my head out.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I will DoorDash some pussy, but I'm not going out in search of it.
Sure.
So... give it what it deserves.
The door is open.
I feel like there's so many.
Door gash.
I feel like there's honestly.
Excuse me. I'm very sorry.
There's just too many opportunities for me to jump in. And I go, is my role to just stop the conversation and go, Ashley, you as a person are too problematic to do this podcast? Or do I just sit here and kind of laugh along?
It's up to you.
Okay.
It's up to you.
That's just the internal struggle.
I love you telling me that I'm problematic. It is one of the great joys of my life.
I think the phrase DoorDash pussy is inherently problematic.
Inherently?
DoorDashing pussy.
Door gashing pussy.
Okay, door gashing might be a little more.
It's a bit.
Door dashing pussy. I just think the implication that you order a human being to your house, much less one specific part
Sex
of their body.
Sex work is real work.
But I know. But if you were say door dashing a sex worker, that would be a different. But you're saying door dashing pussy as if there's no person around it.
When you hire
and
a sex worker and I don't.
The first time I jerked off was to the L word. If you couldn't tell.
Anyway, it's open.
The door is open on the cis home.
We have never. Yes, exactly. Guests, welcome. Mi casa, su casa. I guess Jen's not here. I really wanted her for this.
Oh, you want her for this?
Yeah. Will you look?
Do you want me to look?
Straight, go. That was so polite of him. He goes, are
really
you
nice.
Available for a moment? I've never spoken
Very
that nicely to anybody. He's like really the sweetest. She's here. Hey, honey. I am discussing. Well, we've never had a threesome, but we've talked about it.
I'm like in the middle of my work day and then she'll call me and say I'm like emailing like 50-year-old men about that. Yeah, we have. I'm like not opposed, but I'm not like.
Me too. I think we're like... both sort of. Could we get the type that we could both enjoy?
Yeah.
And would we get embarrassed or let, would we, would it be hard for us to watch?
Are you both into different types?
Yeah. Well, look at us. Well, Jen will really fuck anybody.
You're walking Jamie into a minefield. We're setting the trap.
Now take a good hard
look. The last one didn't make it out.
Putting the cheese in the mousetrap. Yeah. Jamie, you see the cheese? Oh, this looks good.
Damn, he fell for that one already. I thought we'd have to make it harder.
Look at my girlfriend standing over there in her crop top, okay? Just look at her. And then look at her. And then look at not too hard. Look at me.
Okay.
Yeah, we. I'm like
I
into
can't
more fam.
See a difference. Or I can fuck. Me trying to get the mousetrap off my finger. Ow, fuck, this hurts.
We talked about it, and here's the thing: I am during this time on this European tour, I will be in Denmark. Okay. Now there are a few countries in the world where I believe that if you can have sex with someone from that country, you sort of have an obligation.
Oh, okay.
Like
okay.
Brazil.
Yeah.
That was top of mind for me too.
Yeah, Brazil. And for I...
when you said that, I was like, huh, Brazil.
Now, for me, the Nordic countries come to mind
as
well.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's not for me.
Oof.
Yeah.
And this is where the threesome falls apart.
This is where it all goes to shit. We now.
Jen's like, North Korea. For me, so it's just tough.
Yeah. But yeah, we're going to be in Denmark, and I'm only going to be there for like every country, I'm only there for like 12 hours. Like, truly, like.
Oh, no.
Without really? The shows. Yeah.
Oh. Dang.
Because I'm in a new city every night. So I'm on a plane the next day. I know, it's really not going to be enjoyable.
That's going to be the worst.
It's going to suck. I'm going to be
So you're not going together then?
I'm going to like chill for a bit in places and then I'll like meet up with her sometimes. And
Yeah,
we're doing a thing
that's
where
a good idea.
We're going to be doing, we have a few days in Ireland. So we're doing Ireland together.
Oh, cool.
And then she's going to we're going to go through the next ones and then get to Amsterdam and she's going to stay in Amsterdam. Unless I can convince her to come with me to Copenhagen. Because we met this beautiful... Did you see that woman that we met the other day from Denmark? She said, I'm from Denmark. And I was like, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Besides my girlfriend who is standing right next to us.
Thank you.
Besides me.
But don't you agree she was beautiful? So beautiful?
Yeah, she's pretty. It's just not like my...
But they all look like that. And that's such an amazing thing.
Well, wait, now it seems like you really want the threesome. Yeah. And Jen's like, pushing. I don't know if I'm attracted to her. And you're like, you are. Yes, you are, Jen. Objectively, you are. Say it.
But I actually, here's what I think. I think a Danish woman is actually the best of both worlds for us. And please let me pitch my case here.
Sure. I mean,
okay?
Yeah.
They are going to be...
I don't have many other options here.
They are so serious, okay? Very serious people.
Yes, yes, that's true.
And for me, I love a femme in a blazer. She's going to be kind of mean and cold in that Nordic way because it's cold there.
Yeah.
So they are withholding. So I'm going to be turned on by that.
And then where's Jen come in?
Well, they're tall.
Okay, there we go.
Now look,
I don't even like. I've literally never said I cared about that.
you hooked up with a Brazilian the other night, and you had to look down, and that gave you the ick.
Yeah, a little bit.
So very small tall, lady. Strong, like mommy vibes. They're very strong. These women.
How did this podcast become this? Just an audience of three for a conversation that should be had behind closed doors.
This is really the reason Ashley started this podcast. This exact conversation.
Coming to this moment. I just think they can give like an androgynous vibe just by virtue of the place because it's so equal there. Everything's
because everybody's going to be in a coat, so it's all the same. It's kind of a mystery box.
By the way,
no pun intended.
Ashley, this is the most cishet thing you've ever done because you're essentially just pitching attraction to Jen. You're like, no, like they're hot. Like you want to fuck them. And that's what I do to women. I'm like, no, 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 like I am hot. No, like trust me, I'm hot. Well, and you're attracted to me.
But here's the thing. Jen was so against this. And then what happened the other night? The girl on Hinge from Sweden. The brunette.
Well, I don't really like blonde, so that's where it all falls apart.
I think we have to find a brunette.
Jamie's flabbergasted.
I think you've said three times that's where it all falls apart.
Everything's like falling three apart. Separate
times. Was it ever Bill at this point? Yeah.
And
has it been Rebel all along?
Now I'm gonna cancel. I'm gonna like self cancel for a moment. This is a bit. I'm not gonna force my girlfriend to have sex with a Danish woman. She doesn't want to. Okay, but it's funny to me that I am gonna be in a place where I've longed to have sex with a woman for so long, and I would love my girlfriend to be a part of that experience.
That's so beautiful.
Modern
when you
love.
Put it like that, babe.
Yeah.
All right. This has been fun.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you,
You're
Jen.
Really nice for dating me.
Alex, we're going to have to cut all of that. We're going to have to cut this whole episode out.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately. So you're trying to have a threesome. You've never had a threesome.
I had a Tampa threesome.
Okay. Well, we've all had a Tampa threesome.
Like what?
I like how you said Tampa threesome. Like
everybody has a gun,
type.
Too? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You two actually, guns, no teeth, the Tampa threesome.
It's like shiatsu massage. It's like a...
The Tampa threesome was like one of those... For me, a threesome is so hard.
But it was in Tampa.
It was in Tampa.
Okay.
I've talked about it on the pod before. I'll just give you a recap. Basically, I want two femme women, and I want to be the one from the outside because, like, with Jen and I don't really know if we want to. I'm messing around a little bit. Yeah. We've thought about it, but, like, I don't know if we really want to do that. That's pretty intense.
It's hard.
Fuck up your relationship.
Yeah, with the couples, I feel like it's, like, a way dicier. I don't know. It just can get really complicated.
Sure. So this Tampa threesome, it was two femmes on their first date.
Fun.
What? Oh, my God.
That kind
Seriously?
Of feels ideal.
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
But the thing when I got there.
It was what?
I feel like it's ideal. Because there's kind of no, like, you're not walking into a bunch of history.
Oh.
It's sort of, it's everybody's first sexual encounter.
Okay.
And that kind of levels the playing field.
Yeah.
Oh.
I agree. But I was I don't usually go down on people or let people go down on me in a first encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to be safe and of my emotions and my body.
Yes, queen. I don't know. You look like I'm supposed to drop it. Woo!
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we did a lot of fun stuff, but a lot of it was just me kind of watching, which was really cool, honestly. But I have not had like a really intense threesome experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had to fly in the morning, so it was kind of short.
Yeah.
So do you mean by really intense, you mean all three of you very involved?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'd go back. I'd do it again. Maybe not in Tampa. I think that speaks for itself.
Yeah. Well, maybe Denmark.
Maybe Denmark.
Maybe Denmark. 12 hours to kill, so you got plenty of time.
Yeah, and listener, write in for each of these cities that I'm going to be in. Can you give me, like, the one thing? If you're from there, tell me the one thing. Because I can only do one thing. It might be a fun little series, Alex. Maybe I should videotape myself one thing in and then the name of the city.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
The number one thing that you should eat and you should do
in
this city.
Definitely.
Anyway, Nico, did you have gay sex this week?
I did. So I was thinking about what's like to do for my section of this, but I was thinking
about that
fly.
Oh,
no, good. I blame the pigeon.
feels That's like it's probably fair.
With him. But I was thinking a lot about, so a lot of the gay sex that I've had in my life was in college, which is kind of, I was thinking about
normal.
Some of your listeners maybe being, you know, not in New York, quite full adults yet, maybe in college, and just think about where I was at then.
How thoughtful.
Yeah, so I just think maybe I'd talk about some of that. Because I came out as a lesbian when I was in college, and I had a girlfriend kind of, sort of. The first date I ever went on was with a girl that I met on Hinge who was a student at my school.
The idea, I'm just going to pause right there because I'm ancient. The idea of meeting someone on a dating app at college was like, that's not even something that could I could have fathomed.
It was like, it was not something I was engaging with at all before I came out, because like college is like a lot more of a natural way to meet people, I would say, like just like socially.
Yeah.
But once I came out and there were not a lot of other gay people, period, it was like, well, I guess I got to go look at the algorithm and see where they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah. You were getting a lot of dick prior to that?
Exclusively. I had a long-term boyfriend in college to just kind of like...
What? Oh, I didn't really? Know that.
Yeah, Kevin, wow. Shout out.
Oh my
shout
God.
Out, Kev.
You've had sex with a man?
Oh, yeah. I'm not Gold Star. Yeah. Yeah. I
that's so deeply upsetting.
I know.
Oh,
but
No way.
Yeah. Wow. Very advanced that you knew that though, James.
Yeah.
But
Wait, it's fine if you're not Gold Star. Yeah.
It doesn't define your sexuality. It doesn't make you less gay. But also it's not pleasant for Nico.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was like, at the time, it was like, whatever, I guess. I don't know. But it was, I did date this guy for like 2.5 years, which was like kind of,
wow.
It was very much like, in hindsight, I was like, I needed somebody safe and steady. Who was just going to be somebody I could hang out with and not have to think about this part of
it. Did you have sex much with that person?
Yeah, I would say like pretty like, I mean, it was definitely like a normal amount for like a couple, I would say. Like it was like, yeah, because I mean, there's obviously still.
What's that though?
Yeah, what's that though? That.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe normal amount is like a weird thing to say or a bad thing to say, but I don't know. Like maybe weekly. I honestly don't remember.
Weekly,
it's pretty normal.
Yeah, but
or average.
Average, yeah.
Were you good at it?
I think so. I mean, I think it's a lot easier when you are a cishet, at the time, cishet straight woman to just kind of be like, my part's kind of just chilling here a little bit. Like you don't, especially when you're young and it's like, we don't even know that much about our sexualities or our, and I mean that as like, as a sexual person, like I feel like you don't even really know what you're into yet. Cause I was like 18.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I dated this guy for like 2 years. So I was whatever. And then I came out and then I was on, and the first date I ever went on was with this girl.
How'd Kevin take it?
Not well. Not well.
Actually?
He was not happy about it. He was like,
he was not happy that you were a lesbian.
Can you imagine how he feels now?
Yeah, I know. We don't really keep up. No, he wasn't happy about it.
Kevin, wow, that came full circle.
Yeah, I know. I
wasn't okay with the gay thing, but I am okay with the trans thing.
I'm happy about
it. Was funny. I ran into somebody playing soccer, like this like pickup league in the city, and I had my school shirt on, and he was like, oh, I know a guy that played there, because Kevin played on the men's soccer team there. And he was like, do you know this guy, Kevin? And I was like, yeah, I dated him. And he was like,
no.
And I was like, now he's going to think Kevin's gay. And that is my...
That's fucking
that
dope.
Is my karma
you,
for
Kevin.
You being homophobic to me is now people are going to think that you're gay.
I dated Kevin for a while.
Very secretly. No.
Yeah.
It's so
he
funny.
Never told you.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we were teammates. No. But the what was I saying? Anyway, we were on this date. We went to see Ocean's 8. the Ocean's movie they made with all women. And
no, we know.
And we went to this like it was a box office hit. And she picked me up from my apartment. We went to the movies and it was one of those newer movie theaters where like they're huge seats. So
I love those.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. The odds of like when you're so nervous to like reach a hand, you have to like oceans away. Like you have to make such an effort.
No, for real.
She sees it coming from a mile away that you're trying to. You can't just be
dude,
like.
You have to turn in your. You have to turn in your seat.
That's so true.
You literally, if you're gonna finger, if you're gonna throw a finger
do
down
anything
in the movie theater, you have to really rotate your hips.
Yeah. Like it's like the entire theater sees he's going for the arm reach. It's like
and it's like leather, so you can hear like.
Yeah, seriously. So we literally didn't touch each other the entire time. We just sat there watching this movie. She drove me home, dropped me off. We never spoke again.
Wait, that was the first?
That was my first date. But honestly, like the chemistry wasn't there. So it was fine. It was kind of nice because I was like, I just need to rip this Band-Aid off and just like feel what this feels like.
You know?
And it was okay.
It is, I guess because I'm very lucky in a weird way that I'm so socially weird that I have no regard for any of the rules because I think that actually made dating easier for me in a weird way because I've never really cared about in terms of like hitting on someone. I've just been like, I'm not going to even think about whether or not they're gay because if they're not, they're not going to be into me. And that's the same risk as them not being into me for any other reason, right? So I've always just gone for it, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like people don't realize they get so scared about queer dating.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure if you're familiar, but, like, there's, like, a whole massive group of lesbians that just will not make a move. And it's, like, just so... So it's good to hear failure.
Yeah.
From a hot person.
Thank you. It's like...
And when Nico's on the podcast, I do objectify him a little bit. Because what Nico doesn't know... Well, you do know. But yeah. Every time I have Nico on Sunday school and I post a little picture of him...
Yeah.
I mean, people are like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Who the fuck... You are really the type of my listeners.
I appreciate that.
I thought I was, but it's you. It's her. Or we're like sort of... On either side of the
curve,
we're like the same type, because like they just go fucking crazy for him.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Thank you. Thank
you, but
guys.
It's more than that.
How old are you? Like 23?
26.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, you look. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the perfect guy, because I assume your listeners are a little younger.
They are, but it's the Jen's best friend. Absolutely, will fuck the shit out of you.
Good to know.
Aren't you in a relationship?
I am. Sorry to everybody.
Is it monogamous?
It is monogamous.
Oh,
yeah. It's very upsetting.
Which people in Brooklyn,
Alex, we're gonna have to
people
cut that.
Yeah, you're gonna have to cut that for industry stuff. But no, you got to build a following somehow. What was I gonna say? No, people in Brooklyn, like my girlfriend Maddie's a comedian as well, and she like was got hit on after a show, and she was like, I have a boyfriend, and they were like, and you're monogamous? And she was like, yeah. And they were like, in Brooklyn? And then she was like, yeah. Sorry, we're a dying breed.
They didn't believe you.
No, she was like, this person was like so incredulous of the whole thing. She was like, you can just tell me you don't want to fuck me. And Maddie was like, that's not, what? Leave me alone.
Yeah. It's so, I mean, yeah, it's just like, the queer dating scene is so.
So people are getting forward. They're getting forward out there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so after that date, I did, my first girlfriend was in college, and she and I dated for like a couple months. It ended a bit, unfortunately. Her parents are like super homophobic and like kind of shut the whole thing down, which is crazy in college because they weren't even there. They were just like from afar, had a lot of sway over her life. And so then.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be pissed too. I'd be like, we could, you know, you don't have to tell them.
Yeah.
Like, we can just keep doing this.
Well, what was fucked is I think her sister went to school with us, and I think she told.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Wait, where did you go to school?
I went to Wake Forest in North Carolina.
Oh.
So there's like no gay people there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I cannot believe the sister would do that.
Yeah, it's pretty
that
fucked.
That is so fucked up.
Yeah.
The South is a different, and that's not even that long ago.
Yeah.
South is like a different
place.
It's
a different place.
It really is. I mean, like, oh my God, me and my sister are so just, we would never do that to each other.
Yeah. No, it was pretty fucked. And like, you know, love and light to all of them.
What?
That's just funny.
My sister's just such an ally.
My sister would not do something that bad. Just like.
It's pretty
I just feel like sisters. Okay, this is just a broader conversation. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have three younger siblings. Two sisters
different.
And a brother.
Okay, yeah. So this is a good question for you. You have a brother. You have two brothers.
Two brothers and a sister, yeah.
I think that two sisters is the closest bond that, like, it's really one of the closest bonds in, like, the whole, all of society.
Yeah. You can. I will say, from reaching for the deepest empathy I might have for this girl, I think that my girlfriend at the time had, like, some pretty...
What a beautiful way of saying that.
Yeah.
For the deepest empathy.
That I have for this bigot, by the way.
No, truly.
Small correction.
This is why Nico is the queer heartthrob of the internet. just reaching for the deepest empathy that I have.
Dipping my hand in the well of compassion that is within me.
You know what I call your pussy? A deep well of empathy.
Deep well of compassion. Let me get my hand out of that deep well.
You think I can fit another finger in that well of empathy?
But I think my ex-girlfriend had like a pretty tough time of it in high school because of the way her parents reacted to her high school girlfriend. And I think it was maybe out of like a protection instinct to be like in a fucked up way. Like, don't go down this road.
I see.
So,
well, from her perspective,
from her perspective,
the sister can fuck the fuck off.
Yeah. Totally.
There's no pussy well deep enough of empathy.
Yeah.
It's so funny though to tell on someone just for being gay. Mama, she's gay.
It's ridiculous.
It's like running back into
in
the house.
College.
Mama, she's gay.
She's experimenting in college. They're twisting her mind around.
It is. It well, it just goes back to what we all say. It's like, what does this have to do with you?
I know.
Yeah. Like, who I'm fucking has nothing to do. It makes no impact on your life.
No.
It's, just let me, even if it were like going to kill me, just like it won't hurt you.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. It is also crazy. Yeah, that's just crazy. What were you, sorry, back to your story.
No, so we broke up after a little while, which was tough. And then she started dating a DJ, like a frat DJ. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
But, right.
Yeah. Mama, things are all better.
Things are all she's better. Dating she's dating a DJ.
Things are
which
perfect.
Is what it is. Yeah.
She's doing well now. She's dating a DJ.
A successful one? No.
But even an unsuccessful DJ, I think, is a difficult conversation.
That's under the plus sign of the LGBTQ DJs. But so then after we broke up, that was like the time in college where I feel like I had the most gay sex because I was like, I was single and I was a little bit further along, so I was feeling a little more confident in myself. And it was still kind of hard because like it was a very...
Did you date any townies?
No. So that's where I think I went wrong is I think I was a little nervous to like reach beyond my, cause everybody I was around was like dating other people at school. And like, that's what you do in college is you date like, you know, the people you're around. And so I was like, that was the pool I was looking at. And I wasn't
far
ever,
from Asheville. Were you
like 3 hours?
Okay.
So it would've been quite the commute. I mean, lesbians have done more. So I might have been, it's not a long lesbian commute,
it's a pretty normal lesbian commute.
I should have expanded my circle. That's what I'm thinking in hindsight. And what I would maybe impart to some of our younger listeners is like to push yourself to like search. Cause I was doing that thing where I was like really bending over backwards.
Are you gonna start a motivational podcast?
Should I?
You're really saying some thoughtful things in a nicely phrased way.
Thanks.
I like how surprised Ashley is that just thoughtful is in the realm of possibility. On the, wow. That was like considered. You like, it wasn't even close to being canceled. You just not even funny. Just like sincere. You should do like a separate thing.
You should do an audiobook or something. You thought that of a quotes book, maybe? They're going like hot at airports.
Oh, I never even thought of the airport market.
Yeah.
You ever like think about like a market into. And something you don't do at all, but you're like, this couldn't possibly be that hard.
What do you mean in an airport context?
Like a woman who's sad.
Yeah.
And, you know, because of our healthcare system, she doesn't have access to therapy. So she's big follows a lot of therapists on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And she walks by a beautiful quote book.
Yeah.
Oh.
With like inspirational quotes.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
From the deep well of empathy and your pussy.
Yeah. Like that kind of thing.
Hook, like, line,
and
sinker.
How hard could that be to make and publish?
The butt plug of caring. Pulling that out of yourself.
Sometimes you have to fill your own hole
before you can fill someone else's.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. But so I felt like I fell into college. I fell into this like very common thing I think a lot of queer people do. I think especially, well, I'll speak for myself as like a mass queer person. It was like I was really chasing these like sorority girls because that's what was like around. And in my, you know, in my world, and it was
and
just like,
they're hot.
And they're, of course, and like, and that's, and also you're in a world where like that is
used to
the,
be hot to me no longer. 5 years ago.
Girls in sororities are often bisexual. I'm going to put that
out
there.
Well, that's what I came to learn is that a lot of them were like, I mean, I didn't, after I put myself
surrounding
out there.
Themselves with women.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't even think about that. That's
yeah. I mean, it is a very like homoerotic thing to be in, you know, being like, this is my sisterhood. Yeah. And like, that's all they do. But I, what I came to find is that a lot of them were like down to explore themselves, even though it ended up being kind of like a tricky situation. Cause like a lot of them weren't super into being like public about that, or like we would hook up and then they would never want to like acknowledge me again. Cause they were like full of shame. And that's not good for you as like an early in your coming out. It's like, you're not obviously feeling very good about yourself.
God, it's so tough. It's so awful. We talked about this on a previous episode, but Jen and I were on this pasta making date and someone asked us how we knew each other at the pasta making date. And I tensed up because I just didn't want to come out.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel totally safe with the age of the person and like the vibe. Mm. And I just like, and Jen was totally fine. And it just reminded me that like, because of our, the way we look and the way we present and a little bit our age gap and when we came out, I was just like, oh yeah, I have that residual shame from all of that.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I have that too. This literally just happened like a couple weeks ago. Maddie and I were at a restaurant and it was a similar thing.
Was that for thoughtful? Maybe I'm not as well spoken as writer McGee over here. Little typist.
Write that in your
yeah,
book.
Yeah.
You shoved the dildo.
Put that in your butt plug and shove it.
That's funny. Put that in your butt plug and shove it. It's funny.
But the same thing happened to me. We were at a restaurant. There were some like older folks like around us, and like she like said something about like being gay like a little bit louder, and I was like, don't say that so loud. And she was like, literally, what are you talking about? Like, relax. And I was like, but I get that way about like, and obviously maybe it's a different thing, but like if we're like, I don't know, in an Uber or like out in public at a bodega or anywhere that's like not an explicitly queer space and somebody like says trans a little too loud, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, don't say that so loud.
I mean, right now I think that's actually so reasonable. I don't think anyone should shout trans.
You don't shout fire in a crowded theater.
I think everyone should be shouting trans all the time. Is that the liberal?
And they are.
In a positive way. Yes, sorry. To specify, they should be going trans. Not like trans. You know the other way.
Don't do it again. We'll see if get clipped out of context.
We'll clip that out.
And then we'll take other things that you've done.
Clipping it out.
Put them all together.
Clipping me out of context.
People.
Trans.
Black and white.
Jamie
Wolf.
Bigot.
Yeah. But anyway, all that to say about my like dating. So, oh my God, this one girl, in college. I was like at a fraternity basement, and this girl who I didn't know very well, super cute, came up to me, we started like talking, whatever. And then she kissed me, and I was like, oh my God, this is the best night of my life. I can't believe I'm not even having to like,
oh,
be the one to like, yeah, whatever. I was so excited. I was like, this is crazy. And then she was like friends with a friend of mine. So the next day I was like, oh, like, let me know like what that girl's deal is. And then she like got my number, maybe that night got my number. And then she texted me the next day and was like, hey, like, sorry about last night. I'm strictly dickly. And I was like, I don't like you.
Oh, what a thoughtful way to put that.
I know. And I was like, I don't like you anymore because you said that, you fucking weirdo. I was like, what a weird thing to say.
One thing to be homophobic, another to be like homophobic with weird,
and
like just
corny.
Passive.
I was like, what is that? I was like, and that was like the only time I've ever been like heard somebody say that. But I was like, this is
she's
crazy.
Not, by the way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Obviously. She still follows me on Instagram. So it's like, oh,
shit.
How much are you really? Anyway, but the, all this to say, I think I got like, I really like let myself get into a bad headspace a lot because I was like chasing this and I didn't realize that there was a world outside of like my little, anyway. So any listeners at home who like feel like you're in a small town or a small place right now, like, not to be corny as fuck, but it will get better. And if you have the courage to broaden your horizons, maybe look outside of your circle. Like, I think in hindsight, I wish I had like maybe, I don't know. Just, yeah, like, seeing as anybody in, like, greater Winston-Salem, even if I wasn't looking, because I think at the time I was so obsessed with, like, looking for a romantic partner, and maybe what I actually needed was, like, gay friends, you know?
Oh, interesting.
And I feel like that's something that happens with a lot of gay people.
That's a fucking nugget. No, that's a real nugget.
Yeah.
Because it's really, you're just, like, you're more looking to feel seen. Like, the romantic element is important, but feeling seen at that age, during that time, and your coming out process is really the most important thing.
Totally. I would describe that as a real vibrator of wisdom.
What's it called? The magic wand, the Hitachi magic wand
of wisdom.
I was going to say the G-spot of wisdom. But
okay.
No. Vibrator of wisdom is also really good.
Yeah.
That was lovely. I had one other question. Oh, when you're on tour.
Yeah.
Do you like feel scaled? Because
I haven't gone anywhere yet that I've felt too bad, because I've like done some opening stuff for some folks, and so I've been to like Chicago and like Michigan and like places like that, so that's not too bad. I'm gonna do Moon Tower Festival in April in Texas, and I'm a little bit
Austin, right?
Little nervous. We'll see how it goes. I'm also like, you know, I'm a trans guy. Obviously, trans women and trans femmes it's a way different ball game, and I think that's like a different thing altogether. I can, you know, I pretty much fly. Most people think I'm a kid. Like, I'm usually being talked to like I'm a young boy. I'm not really kidding. Like, people like to scold me more than they like to like attack me. So that's more what I'm getting on a daily basis. But we'll see how it goes. I'm interested to see how those audiences react. We'll see.
Yeah. I just even mean like walking around, because I'll see in the comments like, why are you going to Florida? And it's like, what is wrong with you? Like, what do you mean? Why am I understand things are bad, but like, come on. Like, this is good for me to be doing for these people, these communities.
I do appreciate, like, I went to, honestly, the most, like, weird one I've ever done. I did a college in a really small town in Missouri, and I was, like, at this, like, Walmart, like, walking around, and I felt like everybody was looking at me, and I was like, this is, like, really? I feel nervous. And then I was,
are
like,
you sure it wasn't just your outfit? Like, were you wearing corduroy
pants?
No,
literally, I was, like, after a while, I was like, these people just probably know everybody that's in this town, and they're like, who is this guy who's... doesn't look like the rest of us who look like from the middle of Missouri.
Yeah. It could be because you had a good haircut.
Literally.
And not white dreadlocks.
Literally. And that was like, but the same thing. I was like, I did this, like, I was kind of like nervous about it. Then I did this college show and there were so many of these like young queer kids that were so excited by it. And I was like, well, this is why you come to these places, because they don't have, you know.
At that show.
Yeah.
In that town. Yeah, that's really cool.
And it was like,
what I learned touring is there are fucking gay people everywhere.
Yeah, and it almost feels like it's like if you're in New York, you can get access to gay stuff everywhere. But like if you're not, it's like, you know, you got to wait till somebody comes through to like see live queer performance. And it's like, it is so important, I think, to be, if you have the strength and the ability to go to these places, I think it's really important.
Yeah, and I know times are scary, but ultimately, as a gay person, I feel like it's my responsibility to keep like moving forward, because at the end of the day, even though these things fluctuate and right now there's huge pushback, we're still further than we've been.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so in order to keep going, I have to be there. Like, I'm not going to let them win this.
And also to like, we don't want to just abandon our queer, the other queers in Florida. Like, there's people that have to be there. They have no choice but to be
also,
there.
Also, Orlando is a gay city.
It's Disney. Come on. Yeah. Like,
it's a gay
the original Disney plus LGBTQ plus, those are overlapped, okay? Those are, yeah,
Disney
there
plus,
is a commonality.
It's the same group. Why do you think James Corden does so much? I don't even know what that means.
He's secretly Mickey Mouse.
Well, thank you for sharing.
James Corden moonlights as Mickey Mouse.
So wait, did you have gay sex this week? Did you already say that?
Yes.
That's pretty invasive, James.
It's actually not your role to ask that.
Yeah. Can you keep co-hosting over there?
You look pretty impressed with those buttons, okay?
Exactly.
I did, but in an eventful podcast way that would be worth
just loving and
just
nice.
Loving my girlfriend. Yeah.
Listener, what is more romantic than spooning on a Helix mattress? You know why? Because it's comfy. You feel supported, not just by your lover, but by the lover underneath you, your bed. That's what I think of my Helix. It's the best lover I've ever had and the best mattress that I've ever slept on. I've been sleeping on my Helix for a few years now and I'm getting the best sleep of my life. And if you don't take my word for it, you can listen to GQ and Wired magazine, where it is the number one mattress pick. And it's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And why is that? Because it's customized for you. You go to helix.com/gaysex and you take your 2-minute mattress quiz. Whatever you got going on, whether you're hot, you're cold, you got a little lumbar situation, whatever you need, Helix has the perfect mattress for you and it's going to let you know which one to buy. And don't stress, you get 100 nights to try it. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Did you have gay sex? Where are we at, 45, 50?
We're at an hour.
Oh, way too late.
I didn't this week, but I've had a lot of gay sex in my life.
Are you lying?
What?
Are you lying?
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't mean with men. I meant just like the nature of the sex was very lesbian because I couldn't get erections.
Right. If you don't know about Jamie, he had erectile dysfunction. Has?
I don't know why, but I feel like you can probably tell. I feel like you probably guessed that just from
But lots of young men do. Because you have more porn addiction and anxiety than ever.
Yep.
Yeah. So lots of young men have this problem.
Oh yeah.
Seems like almost everybody really.
Yes, exactly.
Seems like this is a harbinger of the decline of humanity.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Could be. It could be, yeah.
I think young men not being able to get erections, something's wrong. I mean, that's my lesbian conspiracy theory.
I mean,
the Republicans are like, the frogs are gay. I'm like, the straights aren't hard.
Yeah, what a sign of the times. It's like, how about you guys get your cis home in order before you come for ours?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, get those boys erect and then come talk to us about what we're reading in school.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like a stop the steal, but in this context.
Steal the cock.
Like with an E, two E's.
Yes, exactly.
Steal the cock.
Steal the cock. Oh, that was good.
But yeah, and so you got really good at fingering.
It's really funny to do this in like a summary way at the end. So anyway, yeah, Jamie couldn't get hard. Just went down on people for a while and figured them for years and years.
Yeah. So you became a lesbian sort of through practice.
I wouldn't say that, but I did already say it.
Do you feel like you have a more of an appreciation for lesbians in general and the work required?
I have always appreciated lesbians. Because the first time I ever masturbated was to Howard.
I want to know about that. How old were you?
Yeah, I was 13 years old.
What were you doing watching the L Word at all?
So I was down in my basement and it was like 2 a.m. I had just finished playing video games and I was flipping through the channels and sometimes on HBO they had like
what
full-length
game were you
movies.
Playing? You remember?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Did we ever play each other?
We probably did, yeah.
You fucking faggot.
Okay. Can I boo you for that or is that? Yeah, that's a big boo. I think, right? Anyway, I know it's going to help me.
You were downstairs. You were watching.
I was searching through and there was the L Word was on and I thought it was like a porn.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know why, because it genuinely wasn't like a very sexual episode.
Was it the first episode where?
No. It was like season 5, I think episode 4, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
And I just can picture that in my head. It might be wrong. And then it was just like, I don't know why I was like drawn to it. I was just like, it must have been my first time feeling horny in probably my whole life.
Yeah.
Like that feeling of like something should happen and there's
it's also like
people.
It's late at night. You're in your basement.
Yeah.
It's the lesbian show.
Yeah.
There's something like kind of taboo about it.
100%. I knew I shouldn't be doing it. That was definitely part of it. And so, sorry, you're just like, you're so.
I love stories like this. I also want to know what characters. If you remember,
it was a black woman.
Okay, so maybe what I don't actually know their.
I'm trying to remember.
Bet.
I feel like her name.
Wait, Jen will know. Jen.
Just trivia this time.
Jen, what about a fivesome? Just call your in for.
One from each country, Jen. What then?
Jen, what about I eat someone's ass while you watch? Just like other sexual.
No, Jen, come in. We're
wait, Jen.
No, this one's easy. Jamie's first time masturbating was when he was 13 to the L Word, and we need to remember which character.
It was a black woman.
That's what I said. Bet or Tina?
I think Bet is the right name.
I think Bet too.
And she was like made out with a blonde woman.
Yeah, that Tina.
Was Tina. I think that's Tina. Okay. Yeah. Wow. So. It was nice. five
seasons. I love that it was lesbian and interracial. You are so woke.
But also
woke from your first time.
It was 5 seasons into a lesbian marriage was what was getting it off for you.
The fact that
they're married from day 1 of that show. They have seen ups
You're
and downs.
You're such an ally.
And they are still together.
Wow.
That's so funny.
I guess I should be in this chair.
Look at you that. Earned it.
I guess the selection was correct.
I think your ball's deeper into my head.
I hate that riff.
Listener at home, Jamie's sitting on my face in the, if you didn't know.
In, on a picture form.
Oh, at real.
No, no.
Stay down. Stay down. Well, I think this was an episode, unless you have more to say.
No, I that was my whole story. And so, oh, well, I don't even, it's too graphic after that. But yeah, that was the first thing I masturbated.
You guys know the rest.
No, I didn't, but that was why I didn't. It was unnecessary to detail that.
Wow, you had it at that age as well.
Yeah.
The dysfunction.
No. No. It was, I got.
No, when I was 13, I got rock hard.
I got. Picture this, 18-year-old queer listeners, a 13-year-old boy with an incredibly
and a deep appreciation for lesbian love.
I do want to say, as we wrap this up, I'm sorry. My bad.
Can we make this the opening clip? Just the arms is like this little portion.
Oh, God.
Oh, this was funny.
It was. That turns funny and incredibly sincere, but I guess that is this podcast.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the vibe.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everyone. Nico, where can people find you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram at Nico Carney. I'm kind of on TikTok. I don't really use it much. But if you live in New York, I'm doing an hour at Union Hall on April 5th. If you live in Los Angeles, I'm doing an hour at the Netflix is a Joke Festival at the Elysian on May 11th. Tickets to that are in my Instagram bio. Please come. Also, watch my sets on YouTube. All that's in my Instagram. My link tree has all my shit. So please check it out. I would love that.
That's fucking awesome.
Thank you.
That's beta male.
Awesome.
You beta for short?
Beta's
I'm not going to call you male.
Beta's good.
That would be misleading.
Beta's good, yeah.
Okay.
Beta.
Beta.
Thank you. You can find me on Instagram at Jamie Wolf Comedy, and I am frequently outside the cubbyhole making sure everyone going in is in fact queer and checking.
It's whether or not he gets an erection. Yeah, that's a real lesbian couple if I've seen one.
That was perfect.
That's so good.
Thank you.
That was so good.
Thank you.
So much better than my riff, which was going to be checking that they're queer by asking them what the name of the black woman in the L word is. Hey guys, I'm in a huge hurry, so I'm not going to do a gay thought today. I'm just going to beg you to donate $1 to the Patreon because I'm a busy bitch. I'm girl bossing. I've got meetings. I got things to fucking do. So just know that we're creating queer comedy content behind the scenes that doesn't pay for itself yet. So if you want to support everything we're doing, all of the free stuff we make, patreon.com/WHGS, come to a show, support that way. And if you're already donating, thank you so much. I have so much gratitude. Okay, I have to go to my meeting now. Bye.